This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Each week as you prepare for, you know, the defense you're going against, you look for ways to create advantages. You look for ways to put stress on the defense. Sometimes that'll involve motion, and sometimes that could involve unique formations, things like that. I think it's going to be a week-by-week basis. And as far as how much you can implement in the middle of the season, I think we have a really smart group of players. I think they can handle a lot. But that's going to be a case-by-case basis on how we think we can create advantage.
That is the new play caller of the New York Jets, Todd Downing. Been in the league a long time. Was here for a season as the quarterback's coach of the Bills in 2014. He has been an offensive coordinator in the league. I think that's not his title now. Nate Hackett is keeping that title.
Right.
But three times, the 17 Raiders. And as long as you have no questions, I'm happy to tell you anything you might want to know about the 2017 Raiders, just don't ask me. And then Tennessee, 21 and 22. One of those teams is the one seed team. I think 21, maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
2022 Titans is last year as an offensive coordinator, not successful. 26th in points, 29th in yards. But a little change of pace here. We'll see what the Bills get Monday night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday on WGR. Let's go to your calls at 803-0550. Here's Adam next. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going all right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, this Sunday, or this Monday, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
We just got to bring the intensity. I think we lack a little bit of intensity. You know, we're going to the Meadowlands playing the Jets, and it seems like they always best us in the Meadowlands. And we can get it done in here, but I don't know.
It's a tough place for them to play. Allen has had tough games there, even games they've won. I'm thinking of a game where they kind of dominated but had to settle for field goals, so it ended up being unnecessarily close. So yeah, it's been tight. I mean, the Bills have had, I mean, last year, the second time they played in Buffalo, the Bills clobbered them. That was a game where Shakir had that crazy long touchdown, against the Jets, ran away from Sauce Gardner and just, you know, just weaved his way in. So yeah, they've had better times here than there. So yeah, it's a tough game. I mean, right now, I don't know. I'm be careful how I say this because we did just watch the team annihilate Jacksonville 3 weeks ago. With the state of their offense right now, and the way teams are feeling like they can play them more man and just sort of mess with Allen, I don't know what game I'm expecting to be easy at this point. You know, like I'm going to need to see them get back to, like, you know, maybe this is a tough, obviously it would be really encouraging if they got off against the Jets and Allen had some big day and they just, you know, cruise like they have in their other primetime games so far. Well, the first two, not the Baltimore game, obviously. But I think really next week against Tennessee is a game where I'm going to really be watching to see, like, okay, do I have it? Can I find it? I'm playing an inferior opponent here, and am I going to look like the better team, or is it going to be one of these games that is just sort of like fits and starts, and they just don't, you know, can't find their way, particularly on offense, and that can put a lot of stress on the defense. So, I hear you. Like, the state their offense looks to be in, I don't feel good playing anybody right now.
Tennessee's defense is good, though. I mean, I don't know if we need to get there yet, but their yards per play, and this is just what you tuned in for, second in the league. Who's first? The Jets.
Mm.
So,
yep, no easy pickings there.
I don't think it is, right? Like, you want to think that you're not going to lose at home to Will Levis or Mason Rudolph, but next week, defensively, is a challenge. Then you go to Seattle, right?
Right. And that shouldn't be a challenge. Their defense is getting worked, it seems to me. So, but, you know, it's Seattle, so I don't know. It's a tough road trip.
It's far.
That's what I meant by tough. By tough, I meant far. Those are not,
I gotta tell
those
you,
are not synonyms.
I went there last summer. I used to dream of living in Seattle. I almost took a job there when I was in my 20s, and it fell through. And so didn't happen. Stayed back, and, you know, here I am. Last summer I went there, and I just loved it. I mean, last night I'm watching that game. This is kind of true. Even before I ever went there, I could just I look at Seattle and I just want to be there. And so watching like Fitz and those guys and man, I love it. I'm not going to this game here, this Bills game, but
why not?
It's too far.
It's a tough road trip.
It's a tough road trip.
Didn't you hear me?
It's a tough road trip. It's almost to Alaska.
Right. Vancouver.
Let's go to Ryan next. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys, not calling about the Sabres, but I do think they're going to figure it out. I think they're going to be okay. As for the game on Monday, I am nervous, and the reason for that is the injury report. And it's not whether the guys play or not. I don't think that's going to make a huge difference. Players are so good in the league. If you're playing compromised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even at 90%, you know, there's a good chance your backup's going to be probably better anyways. It's just no surprise that, you know, Dawkins comes up with a hamstring injury against the Ravens, and then all of a sudden we can't block anybody. And then, you know, I'm sure he's still dealing with it, and we didn't really protect well the other day. Shakir, you know, plays through that ankle injury against the Ravens. Obviously, it didn't go well. Samuel has a turf toe all summer, and, you know, he doesn't even show up this year. And I guarantee you there's got to be ties to that. And it just seems like whenever the Bills – start having guys showing up with things that are on the injury report week in and week out, not to mention Allen's hand, I think, is still an issue. I think it really hurts, and everybody deals with it. I get it, but it just seems like a lot of our guys have key injuries right now that they can play with but aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Sure, yes. It's definitely important. It's, I think, good to think about when it's not going bad. You know, we had Bill seasons early McDermott, where they were just very lucky with injuries. You know, some people wanted to give them credit for that, and I was not really quick to do that, but there's maybe some ways you can help. When they get hurt a lot, you hear people talk about, like, well, what's the problem? Like, is there
training staff?
Is there some reason?
Right. Right.
And we're always looking for reasons for everything in life. There really isn't. There certainly doesn't have to be. And so these injuries have been costly. I think the caller is right. It's guys playing through stuff that you don't even know necessarily what it is. And Allen, so Allen has had this hand thing. His head bounces off the field in Houston, but I guess he's fine from that. I can't tell you that he isn't. It's just, it was very dubious just how quickly he went back on the field.
And it's been questioned enough that the league and the Players Association had to issue a joint, well, felt compelled. I don't know what had to. I don't know if anybody was clamoring for a statement, but there was a statement issued today. Like, everything was done right. Protocols were followed, cross the T, But, you know, the whole thing unfolded in a curious enough way, and there's been enough conversation about it that, again, they felt compelled to, from their standpoint, quote-unquote, set the record straight.
But he said, I mean, maybe he's to be believed, chest injury and an ankle injury was part of that. That's been on the injury report this week. So, I mean, we're almost playing operation here.
Yeah.
It takes a very steady hand.
Yes, it does.
It takes a very steady hand. Has the show ever sounded older than an Operation reference? Do kids still play Operation? I think that's a game you could see on the rack
for
$8.
I'm trying to remember I can't imagine it was a holdover from when my sisters and I were little kids. We had Operation.
Love Operation.
When the kids were little. I played Operation with them on Christmas or birthdays or something.
Did you have a favorite body part? I loved the bread basket. Because it was a shape of a piece of bread. Wasn't it? Like, it was like a shape of like a little purse or something, like a piece of bread. No, it was just a piece of bread.
It was a piece of bread.
The bread basket.
In the belly.
Yes.
Know, the belly area.
The bread basket.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a team name.
I don't know.
Bread baskets.
I femur. I don't know.
You had the funny bone.
I like the femur. I
don't know. Operation. Here, the season has gotten really away from us here.
Operation.
Thank you, Ryan and Adam. 803-0550. Picks at 6. I think I'm going to change one.
I mean, do whatever you want. You have a commanding 6.5-game lead.
Isn't maybe Carolina so comfortable being an underdog that maybe they're just like ready to win? 34 of their last 35 games, they have been an underdog. Somewhat, maybe ironically, the one time they were a favorite was last year against Pittsburgh. I think it was last year. Pittsburgh was the opponent.
How did that happen?
I know. Well, they were lost at quarterback there for a while.
Yeah, but still.
Maybe it was 2 years ago. Yeah. I'll find it. But 34 out of 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're ready to.
You should pick Carolina, Mike, he said, knowing he already is on Atlanta.
Atlanta. I have picked Carolina twice. 1-1.
You're so brave.
I had them at the Raiders, and they killed the Raiders. But I had them the week before that against the Chargers, I think it was, and they got destroyed. Like, you know what?
Atlanta feels like one of these teams that I never get right. If I pick against them, they cover or win, like Tampa a couple weeks ago. Or was that just last Thursday?
Last Thursday.
Okay. So we didn't pick that game, but either way. And I pick them to win, they get drilled. It feels risky. This is not scientific. This is, you know,
vibes.
Like referencing how many times the Sabres hit the posts or something, which seems egregiously more than every other team in the NHL, but it's probably not. That's me with Atlanta. I feel like I can never get Atlanta right.
Well, how about then, you ever think of this, not picking that game?
But I like it.
Well, Something has to give.
I deserve what I get then.
Something has to give. I think you're trying to talk me into Carolina with this whole theory
that
you're going to be wrong no matter what you do on that game.
This is where there's too much familiarity.
Overthinking.
We've known each other for too long.
Overthinking.
Exactly what I was doing.
The game within the game within the game. That's an example of how interesting and fun the pick segment is. That's coming your way in about 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.